news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. We're live on the air on this Sunday night. Believe it or not, I'm covering a TNA pay-per-view. How about that? For those of you naysayers out there that say, I never give it a chance. Look at that. Sunday night, June 15th, 2014. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Welcome everybody to the Rant. Or not the Rant. Welcome to Rant EM Radio's coverage of TNA Slammiversary 12. Here on Rant Entertainment Media at rantamradio.com. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, blah, 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 blah. Double A, as always, being joined on this particular pre-show by Rex.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's been a while.
And how
it's been
about,
a while. I had to come back for one of TNA's last shows.
Oh, my God. And Rage.
Good evening, folks. Happy Slammiversary.
Oh, God almighty.
I've been looking forward to this all week.
Yeah, we're doing a pay-per-view coverage, believe it or not. And
this conversation might be better than the pay-per-view.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you? You know, let me address first and foremost Surfer running down every version of Scooby-Doo Casey Kasem ever did. He said, I'm going to give him a hard time. Well, I'm going to give him a hard time. You could have just said he did the voice of Scooby-Doo or Shaggy or whatever. But he went and had to list every variation of the Scooby-Doo franchise that he was a part of. Isn't it just easy enough to say he was the voice of Shaggy? I could be wrong, right? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm out of line. You know. But yeah, Casey Kasem died this morning at the age of 80-something. And
sucks.
And, well, you know, a legendary radio voice has been silenced. We'll talk
Rest
about...
Rest in peace to a great man.
What was that?
Rest in peace to a great man. Got lost in the Indian Reserve at the end of his life.
I know, right? Jesus.
Crazy bitch wife.
His wife was throwing meat at his daughter. You know? But we'll talk about Casey Kasem Tuesday night on the Rant. And in case you're wondering, you know, that's right. Surfer did say the What Are You Reading comic book show Saturday nights at 11 where you can talk about wrestling. I caught that one too. In case you're wondering, yes, the show is moving to 5 p.m. in 2 weeks.
Yes!
He still may not be agree with it, and he still has not approved of it, but 5 o'clock that show will be on in 2 weeks.
Or 4:30.
Or 4:30. You know, hold on, let's see what we got here. I'm going to hang up on Surfer.
Sir.
There we go. Is everybody there?
Sorry, I'm not going to stay for a minute. I heard you talking about Casey Kasem.
Yeah, but why do you got to list every episode, every different Scooby-Doo franchise that he was in?
I was just going through his IMDb page real quick. That's all.
2 weeks, this show moves to 5 p.m.
Under duress.
See? He's going to protest until he finds out that his listenership went up.
This is under duress, but I hope you have a good show. I must take off. Yeah, Casey Kasem. Glad whatever pain he was going through is over, and you know, between Top 40 and all the voices he did, he was a cool guy. You know,
forget about Casey Kasem. So you're gonna go do something other than watch this pay per view?
Yeah, I have to leave the Surfer Cave and go out into the solar system.
You must have had your knees drained this week.
I think it's bullshit.
Did you have your knees drained this week?
No, my knees still hurting.
Oh well. I guess a TNA pay-per-view will make anybody get up and leave.
No, I mean, I haven't been able to go out in a few weeks now, so I need to go out this week.
Like I said, a TNA pay-per-view will get anybody to get up and leave. Pain or not.
Well, I'll keep abreast of what's going on, so.
And he means chicken breast, people.
So who else is on the line besides Rage?
And Rex. We got...
Rex, how are you?
Yes.
Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Yeah, so have a good pre- and post-game show, and maybe I'll be back for the post-game.
We will.
All right, peace out.
Don't go and trip on something outside.
I hope not.
All right, because we don't need that tragedy. I mean, we already lost Casey Kasem.
I know.
It's been a rough day.
I know.
It's even rougher for the next 4 hours. All right, go ahead. Go do what you got to do.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. There's the legendary Surfer.
Now, Double A, I must ask, because you know you're. That's, I mean, it's, we all know you're not the biggest TNA supporter.
Let me stop you right there. So today, or not today, when all these WWE releases happened earlier in the week, mm-hmm. I went to Twitter, okay, and I did it on Facebook too. I started lambasting people for thinking that TNA should cherry pick such and such people, and the same with Jeff Jarrett's promotion and things like that. My response to that would be that it would be the absolute stupidest thing any promotion, mainstream promotion, that
really?
Would be TNA and Global Force Wrestling, that they could do. You know why? Not so much in Global Force Wrestling, because we haven't seen what they can do yet, but TNA would just validate my point that they use WWE stars as a crutch and they can't build their own stars. Why not just act like these releases never happened,
mm-hmm.
and continue to build your own stars? That's a novel thought.
Smart idea, yeah.
No, it's a great idea.
Yeah, that is a fantastic idea. You see, WWE made a mistake in the first place by not even using any of those releases. Those could have easily been translated into a storyline. This happened or whatever, just to get rid of a person to push somebody else up.
But we all know that's what TNA is going to do.
But wait a minute, Rage. Let's. We know,
Evan Bourne, for example.
We know all the WWE people that went to TNA. How many TNA people have gone to WWE that we know of?
Not a whole lot.
I probably can list two or three.
You got
Vance Loki. Archer, Loki,
Kid Cash.
No, Kid Cash was a WWE star first.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Kid Cash came to WWE through the transfer from ECW.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you got Vance Archer, or whatever, Lance Hoyt, Low Key.
Basically, you have no respectable names whatsoever from TNA to WWE. For WWE to TNA, you have names that were somewhat respectable in WWE who looked like shit after spending a year or two in TNA.
I guess you could say CM Punk, but CM Punk really, you know...
That doesn't count.
And
he was on his indie buzz. He was just doing his journeyman thing, just traveling.
And then you've got R-Truth, which R-Truth was a WWE guy first. So really, this is just sad. And of course, there is a crop, just an immense crop of TNA stars that have been released and things like that that never made it to the WWE for whatever reason. I think the only one that made it to WWE, and I think he got released or he retired or whatever, because he was a big TNA guy first, and then went to WWE, was Sonny Siaki. That was it. That's the only one. And it looked like that maybe he could, would be something substantial one day, and then I think he retired before anything major in the WWE could have happened with him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Double A. What happened to him?
I think he retired early. Yeah, he, I think he retired early.
Sonny Siaki, yeah.
Now, I
see,
do
Rage,
like to ask.
I can say some old school TNA names, you see, because I was paying attention in those days.
Yeah, Apollo, Sonny Siaki.
Oh, wait, stop me. For,
I oh, mean, I stand corrected.
This one thing. Mm-hmm. Do you notice Curry Man had this certain type of entrance?
Right.
Eric Young has that exact same type of entrance, where it's like, oh, he's wild. He's like the flashing frames.
Right.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, Double A.
Of course I am.
You have an eye for production.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention that closely to TNA lately, but you
he's
know.
Hot. Oh, there he... He's spicy. He tastes great. Curry Man.
Okay. Anyways.
Vintage Double A.
But here's another name that I just remembered because it just passed in front of me was Monty Brown. Marcus Corvan. But other than that, there really hasn't been anything of anything.
Petey Williams, how do you feel about the Canadian Destroyer as a move?
Trying to remember. Give me a second. Isn't it that like...
Flip Paul Jarver.
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm
okay with it as long as it's...
But the logistics of it, the reality of it.
I mean, you know, you're able to pull it off and you don't...
I mean, I'm honestly cool with it, but I've been hearing a lot of hate. I mean, I understand.
Them releasing Petey Williams was the worst thing they could do.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a great talent.
They released a lot of great talents, Rage. They released
now,
a lot of great.
Double A, I do have the axe because
you have the axe.
I do have the axe. Okay. Because, I mean, when you know, we know you're not the biggest TNA supporter, so. Why?
Oh no! Wait, I never made my point, by the way. So I was lambasting. Oh. Wait a minute! I was lambasting these people that were saying that TNA should pick up these stars. Anyways, I was a little back and forth on Twitter and. You know, of course, with somebody that knows my history. And their final remark to me was that, it's hard to argue with somebody that really never gave them a fair shake. And my reply to that was dead wrong. Because you don't just invest, whether I like the product or not, you just don't invest years and years and years watching without giving them, you know, the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I went about 5 years where I watched every single TNA pay-per-view. So, it's just recently that I pulled the plug on it. But, whatever. Okay, your point, Rage. Go ahead.
So, I mean, why did you schedule this sort of event? Because we know you're not the biggest TNA supporter.
Hold on 1 second, Rage. Talk amongst yourself.
Okay. So,
hello, Rage. How's it going, man?
I'm doing, you know, pretty well. You know, it's...
You still getting mad at shit?
Huh?
Are you calming down? Do you still have that late teenage angst, or are you calming it down now?
Like, I calmed it down a bit, but when something is coming, a certain show comes, then it's fucking, you know.
This right now.
All bets are off.
Let me
this is the show that's getting to you.
Mm-hmm. No. It's something that's common.
Okay. So what were you trying to tell me, Rage, before somebody came into the room here?
I was asking, like, why did you schedule this sort of event for Rant and EM Radio, because you're not the biggest supporter of Total Nonstop Action.
I scheduled this because I felt it was necessary, And I figure I never gave TNA a proper send-off in terms of...
so this is the last...
Because the next pay-per-view,
see,
the next...
See, I'm doing this for the exact same reason AA is.
We don't... I mean, I don't know. Between the next pay-per-view for them is going to be in October for Bound for Glory. Whether or not I do something in October, I don't know. Probably not. You know, I got better things to do. you know, I could have been spending my, you know, listen, Tony C's in South Florida. I could have been spending my Sunday night rolling around somewhere with Tony C and his new wife, and could have gone out, had a night on the town or something. But I chose to, you know, hold down the homestead today, take one for the team, and cover this train wreck of a pay-per-view, because really, there's nothing but issues with this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And you know, you could
basically, I mean, what
the definition of irony could be?
What do intelligent people watch NASCAR for?
I watch NASCAR. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, Rage, I could.
It means you're
Rage.
You
I
don't
could,
watch the car.
I could. You know, I could either watch NASCAR, or I can watch my clothes spin in the dryer. It's going to be the same thing.
Exactly, sir.
You know.
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute.
Are you one of those people that say NASCAR isn't a sport?
No, I never said that, Rage.
No, I'm just asking. Like, are you? Do you?
You're talking to me.
Like, do you? Like, do you two believe that NASCAR isn't a sport?
You know what? They defined every. There's a lot of things that people define as a sport now.
Uh-huh.
So I to be honest with you, what is a sport anymore?
I don't know. I would think that a person would have to physically move to constitute it as a sport, and you don't do that in NASCAR.
I don't know. I mean, now gaming is considered a sport.
Competition? I'm not sure.
You know, eating is now considered a sport.
Eating is a sport. Well, wait a minute. Hold up. Let me stop you there. You have to train to be a competitive eater.
Mm-hmm. But you have to also train to be a stock car racer.
Okay. I'm not putting down anything about NASCAR. I'm just saying I have a choice. Watch 30 cars spin around in a circle for 200 miles or watch my clothes spin in the dryer for 80 minutes.
My God, that's not what it's all about. It's not all about 43 cars going around in a circle. Jeez.
Wait, I've gone to a NASCAR event, okay?
So the Von Erichs...
It's not what it's all about. It's not what it's all about.
Okay, well, besides the point, you see how important this pay-per-view is? That's why we're doing this pay-per-view, because here's the thing, and I guess this is the true definition of irony. So WWE has been riddled with issues in terms of their World Heavyweight Championship.
Mm-hmm.
TNA is no different. The only difference is that their problems are the polar opposite. That their challenger cannot compete in the main event, so they had to, you know, do something on the fly. And whether or not you're going to see a surprise tonight wouldn't surprise me. And I'll tell you why it wouldn't surprise me. So, apparently, if I'm reading this correctly, there's going to be two matches where the winners of those two matches will go on to face Eric Young inside of a cage match for the world title. Great.
What is their thing with cages?
I don't know. That's another thing. A stipulated
with improper
match.
Cage matches. Another, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
another stipulation match. I don't get it. I simply don't get it. I don't care.
I love cage matches, but it needs to be necessary.
Oh, by the way, I must inform the world that you can now watch the AWA documentary on the WWE Network.
Yeah, fantastic. I recommend everybody check that out.
So
I'm planning on checking it out.
You have not seen that yet, Rage? Fucking
no,
yeah.
I haven't.
And it's a great documentary, Rage. I have it on in the background right now.
I'm planning on checking it out.
You should watch it probably during this pay-per-view. Anyways.
No, I got to pay attention.
Let me see here. Hold on. Where the hell is my my lineup for this pay-per-view? I just had it. I had the lineup for the pay-per-view.
You,
and
you had the opening. You had the Money in the Bank match.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We're gonna do something here. I gotta figure out what the hell is going on with
the
Skype.
Stars. Hello, the Money in the Bank match is first.
Yeah, I see that. I gotta
money
figure out
bank.
What's going
is
on.
The
with...
Money in the Bank match.
I gotta figure out what's
going.
Please
leave your message for Corinne.
That's Tony C. I gotta figure out what's going on here with Skype because it keeps dumping out on the call. Let me see here, Tony C.
Yes, sir.
Rage.
You.
Oh, it's Tony C.
Yo, what's up, Tony C?
Hi, man. What's up, man? Man from the bat phone.
On location.
Tony C, you got some free. You got just a little bit of freedom.
On location from Fort Lauderdale.
Staying at the luxurious Atlantic Hotel Resort and Spa.
Look at that. I don't even know where the hell that is. But if I
I'm
know,
I'm jealous of you, homie.
If I
He's
know,
right there.
I can picture it. Without knowing exactly where you are, you are sitting in a hotel, right? Looking out onto A1A and, of course, the beach.
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm on the move now. I'm just leaving Miami Subs. I had to pick up some dinner.
Miami Subs?
Yes, sir. They took them all from Orlando. So we don't have any in Orlando.
Oh my God! You made it. So where'd you go? I gotta find. So where'd you go to Miami? Which Miami Subs? Let me guess. Fort Lauderdale. So you probably had to go to the Miami Subs on. If my guess is correct, it was probably Sunrise, and I don't know, around Sunrise.
Around Sunrise. Yep.
Yeah, somewhere. It's like, I think it's Sunrise past Andrews Avenue.
Yep. And I went through the drive-thru listening to you guys and talking. My fiance said you should have hung out with her. My wife, actually. I'm sorry. Gotta get used to saying that. Said that you should have hung on the pound with us covering this
instead of covering this damn pay-per-view. Anyways,
what am I gonna do? I've been looking forward to this. I'm gonna have to do this alone with no one. It's not right.
Why would you be looking forward to somebody, a company that put somebody in their main story?
It's not about the pay per view. It's not about the pay per view, Tony C. It's about the roasting that's gonna happen.
What?
Let's face it. Everyone who's gonna be watching this pay per view while being a part of this coverage is gonna roast it. So.
It's gonna rip it because it's gonna be worth ripping, right?
Nobody. Yeah, it's gonna be
tell
worth
you something
it.
About,
yeah, I'm looking forward to the main event.
Come on.
What's the main event? I haven't been keeping.
There is no main event.
There is no main event.
That's what I'm saying. The guy who was supposed to be in it got hurt.
Well, let's.
And he was already on tape.
Let me talk about that because here's the thing. So we've known that MVP's been hurt now for about 4 weeks. And TNA just Friday, because, you know, I guess it's by coincidence, that they announced that he was hurt. Friday. Which means this running through multiple weeks of doing multiple weeks of TV tapings in one day doesn't work. Because look what happened.
Yo, double A.
MVP was healthy as a horse on Thursday, and now all of a sudden he's hurt? Oh, my God. What happened? Did he slip on a banana peel?
As long as I can remember, that TNA will only bury themselves more and more the more they pre-tape shows. And this was back when they were trying to do two shows at a time. It's horrible. It's not working at all.
Saying they're going to bring in a special challenger or something.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Now we're gonna give our predictions and all that crap. But so this is what supposedly is going to happen. We've got Samoa Joe versus Bobby Lashley, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Austin Aries versus Kenny King, right? Yeah. Those two matches, the winners of those two matches will face Eric Young, not just in a triple threat match, but in a steel cage triple threat match.
For the title.
For the title. Now, if you think that a surprise will happen tonight, you better believe it. Not a good one, though.
Somebody who just got released from WWE is showing up on the show.
Better not. If that's the case, if that happens, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn the pay-per-view off, and at 11 o'clock, I'll just talk about Casey Kasem for an hour.
Double A. Yeah, really. So you're saying you're not expecting Drew McIntyre or one of those guys who WWE thought was going to be something that got released?
No. What's going to happen is Eric Young will reach for that title. Yoshitatsu will rip through the ring and kick the damn ladder over. That's it.
I'm just saying that screams TNT. We're gonna find some signs of WWE junk and put them on our pay-per-view and push them to the moon.
Yep.
JTG.
I'm putting money on it. It's gonna be Brodus Clay.
I wouldn't. You know that one surprised me, Ray, just because they're going with the big guy, little guy angle.
It's not because of big guy, little guy. It's because I'm noticing that that TNA, whenever they try and grab some guy that WWE cut, it's a high profile kind of guy. It's like a major player, quote unquote, so to speak. So I know Brodus Clay isn't a major player, as we suppose, but
yeah, you're completely right and wrong. You're completely wrong. No, you're wrong. Brodus Clay is going to Japan to buy a dolphin, as he said. Last time TNA said they're bringing in a big star from WWE, everybody thought it was John Morrison and Jesse Goddard's came out.
Yeah, why didn't they grab Morrison? I have no idea.
Warrior in the chat room says that you shouldn't run a pay-per-view on Father's Day. Don't know if I agree with that necessarily, only because there's been pay-per-views on Father's Day for many years. Yeah. This is not the first time, I reckon. I take you back to 18 years ago, June 16th, 1996. We talk about this a lot.
The day
Lee almost died, Great American Bash 1996 happened on Father's Day. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I'm pulling up to the hotel now, so I got to go back to my husbandly duties.
Okay,
I just wanted to chime in, say what's up to you guys, and I'm going to listen for a little while.
Stay out of trouble,
and go and you don't have to necessarily go to Miami Subs. You can do a little bit better than Miami Subs.
No strip clubs.
Oh yeah, but I just haven't ate there in a while.
I just want to go. All right, I gotta know what you get. A gyro platter.
I got a couple burgers and some fries.
All right. Yeah, their burgers are all right, I guess. Yeah. All right. Okay, Tony C, go and enjoy the...
I'll let you guys on too. Check in with you guys on Tuesday.
All right, Tony C, we'll talk to you later.
Yo, take it easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fellas.
Okay, bye.
Later.
Well, that's Tony C checking in from Fort Lauderdale Beach.
A little bit of freedom he got.
What?
Just a little. He got a little bit of freedom.
Don't even start that.
Let's start that. Anyways, and speaking of love is in the air. I saw that Rex. I saw that you. You pegged somebody.
No, it's the same girl.
Oh, all right. Well, still, mazel.
Better than nothing.
Anyways,
I appreciate that. It's the same girl.
All right. So let's get to it because we got 30 minutes to go. We got 30 minutes to go, and
thanks, Double A. I really appreciate that.
Let me see here. Does this pre-show? Do they have a pre-show running for this damn pay-per-view? I'm sure.
I want to know whatever happened in the pre-shows, like where they had it on Spike, because I remember
one. It was a one-shot deal, probably.
And stupid.
Like, cost a lot of money to air two television specials. Rage.
It's a damn shame. But let me ask you to another question. I asked Lee the same thing earlier. Like you have to be honest. Like, name like give like three things that you think TNA did that was good for the sport of wrestling, pro wrestling, in your opinion.
Well, it was competitive, and back and forth competition. I mean, the X Division that they had. I mean, it all went to after the demise of the Six Sided Ring, which was Hogan's thing, to shut that down. I mean, before that was all the good shit.
Something positive they did?
Yeah, three positives.
Three positives.
I don't know if I can really put three together.
I guess they gave an option, you know, for other people.
Yeah, I do agree. Like, at least there was an option.
An option and another place for people to work, but other than that, I don't know, man.
How much of an option is it when I know people?
They've done more damage to wrestling than I think more people are willing to accept.
Really? How so?
Because they, you know, WWE, you know, they've done their things and this and that, but the thing with TNA is that, you know, they had the chance of being the number two and really giving the WWE a run for their money, and they had the chance of really being or having the chance of producing. I'm not necessarily saying that the exact copy of what originally happened in the 90s would have happened, but I'm saying they had a real chance to give WWE a run for their money and kind of have that Monday Night War mentality return. You know? Because Rage, unfortunately, this is not a knock on you. You're too young to really have experienced the Monday Night Wars. Yeah, you say, okay, I watched wrestling during that time. But you were a kid. You were a punk kid in those days. And you didn't experience it. I, on the other hand, I experienced the Monday Night Wars. It was completely different. Well, you know what I mean. And, you know, in 1996, you know, Rage, you were, what, four?
Yeah.
My point exactly.
I was three, yeah.
You know, that's crazy to think, that in 1996,
Do you know what I thought at that time when I was going to those shows? I thought, like, okay, they got Bret Hart. Right. Russo was there. It's going to completely turn around. That never happened. Didn't even get close. When the last WCW show here, amongst me and my friends who were like really, really just broke everything apart, we were like, oh, okay, Bret's there. And Russo was going to be putting these great storylines together. And it was a complete opposite of that.
Exactly. You know, I think WWE, Vittorio Oben makes a very good point. WWE has done their own damage to the chat room. That WWE had a huge part in killing off the audience when they bought WCW. So that's true. TNA, on the other hand, because they didn't take advantage of being, they're number two. But since they really didn't take advantage of being the number two company, nobody's ever going to be able to be number two, like a real number two. You know? I don't know if that makes sense.
No, never again.
There's always going to be WWE.
I mean,
let's take TNA out of the picture. There's going to be WWE and everybody else.
Sorry about that.
You know? So, there's never going to be, you know, like how it was. It was WCW, WWF, ECW, and you really didn't think about the others. And I know it's not fair to compare 1996 to today. I get that. But, you know, it's hard not to. Because there's nothing else to compare it with. There isn't. You know, WCW closed down, and a year later, TNA popped up. So, but you know, when you think of wrestling, you know, TNA could have been that, you know, it could have always been WWE, TNA, and then everybody else. But no, it's always going to, from now on, it's always going to be WWE and everybody else. And that's unfortunate.
So yeah, ROH has no chance of being...
I'm not saying that ROH doesn't have a chance, but ROH is...
That's completely different.
It's completely different. ROH has no interest in being number two. They're content with where they are and where they're going, and they have absolutely no interest whatsoever to be anything like WWE or compete with WWE or anything like that. You know? And it's not, and Warrior says that's, you look at it that way if you're a WWE fan. And no, not necessarily. I'm just saying that in the grand scheme of things, in terms of wrestling, you ask, you know, the casual observer on the outside that maybe never paid attention to wrestling too closely in the 90s, and they could tell you, yeah, there's WWE and WCW. Today, you know, they're just going to tell you WWE. That's my point. But anyways, I guess we really should run down this pay-per-view, shouldn't we?
What's left of it?
Wow, I forgot.
You know, I mean, it's this turned into more of a roundtable than anything.
Yeah, this was definitely a roundtable,
but
much more so than an actual discussion.
Yeah,
of this pay-per-view. That
let's see what we're here.
Because I mean, honestly, I watched bits and pieces of Impact this past Thursday. Before that, I haven't watched them in 3 weeks. No interest for it. None. And there wasn't much on Thursday. I mean, okay, granted, you had the finals on, but besides, there wasn't much.
And the finals are on today, so can't use that excuse that nobody's going to watch this paper, you know? You know, you know what, Pastor said, I could care less if the Spurs beat the Heat tonight. I really don't care. Mm-hmm. If the Heat win, the Heat win. If they don't, they don't.
He says that. He says that now.
No, I say that because you're such an adamant hater. There's a difference. I don't care. You're an adamant hater. There's a big difference.
Only a Heat fan would say that. You're a hater.
You are a hater because you publicly go out and bash the Heat every set. It doesn't matter if the Spurs are facing the Heat, the Knicks, the Magic.
Right.
It doesn't
you
matter.
You are absolutely right. You I don't care who plays the Heat as long as they beat them.
Yeah, see? That's a hater.
It's a hater.
There's no really? Other... Am I a hometown fan? Yes. Would I like the Heat in terms of them being a team in a competitive sport? More than likely. Because you know why? Because they play a good ball game. They are good competitors and things like that. And the same with the Spurs. They're great competitors. I look at it as a competition, and both teams are doing a swell job. Wow. But you, on the other hand, doesn't matter if they're good or bad, you hate them.
Oh, boy. Right, I freaking hate him.
All right, let's run down this paper.
So the first match.
The first match on the card sees, I believe we're opening the pay-per-view with a Money in the Bank ladder match. You know, how apropos. Well, Rage. Ladder match for the X Division Championship when Manic, Tiger Uno, Crazy Steve, the champion Sonata, Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards all vie for the championship.
Damn, how many people are on this match?
Six.
Money in the Bank, homie.
The Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank, my dude.
Lord.
You know? Let's go around the room. Rage, what do you think?
Well,
talks amongst yourself for a second.
You gave a long list.
Hey, yeah, yo, what's up? What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. He gave a long list of names, so if I'm gonna pick one, see, I really don't know because I haven't been watching.
You got the Wolves. You got the Wolves. Crazy Steve, Manic, okay. Tigre Uno, and the champion, Sonata.
Sonata. Okay. I've seen Sonata. He's pretty good. I'm gonna.
I think it's going to be Crazy Steve because TNA's been doing some crazy shit.
You know what? I'm going to roll with Manic just to pick somebody. I'm going to roll with Manic. You know what pisses me off about Manic? When he was called Suicide, and I really, really liked Suicide, I don't know if the guy that's Manic was the same person playing Suicide, because there were rumors that it was Christopher Daniels, but whatever.
For real? You need to school you?
I didn't give a damn who was under that mask. I liked the character Suicide, and I just liked the skill set he had. I really liked...
Christopher Daniels? It was Chris Daniels back then?
I didn't... people were saying it was Chris Daniels.
Who's really TJ Perkins right now? There was a episode where Hulk Hogan was involved.
See, his mask came off. Then he became Manic. And then you would have these promos of this guy who I really didn't know who he was.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. I fully agree with you, homie. Yeah, that
definitely
weakened.
And then he flips on the damn...
Yeah,
he flips on the damn mask. And, it just takes away from the whole... It just takes away from just.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a masked wrestler.
That was TJ Perkins, but how pussy does that make you look when it's like, okay, this was a look. I mean, this was something established in TNA.
This was a phenomenal thing they had with Suicide.
And then you have him come out and take with the full body suit, take the mask off. I mean, you can't make someone look weaker than that.
Look, I know people had their complaints about the TNA Impact game. Okay, fine, whatever. I liked the game. And when I played a Suicide, I really liked the whole thing. I really did. And then when they brought Suicide for real into the ring, I marked out. Because I just, I liked it. He took the mask off. And now it just, what is it? Who are you? What is it? It's nothing.
I fully understand because, for young people like you, when you play a video game, you're you relate to that person. Yep. That's why I like Crush so much, but he died. So you got to wake up, man.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so who'd you guys pick for this?
I'm rooting for Manic. I mean, I don't know if I'm just picking just to be picking. I mean, I don't know if Sonata is going to be actually. Walking out as the champion.
The rumor is Sonata's going back to Japan. So,
Suicide wasn't all that bad.
Spoiler alert: Double A, he's Sonata is going to lose.
So there you go.
Suicide isn't all that bad, Wario. I think you underrate Suicide. Back when Suicide was cool, and when he still had the mask on.
What about you, Rex?
No, I think Crazy Steve is going to win.
Crazy Steve. This is the first time I see this Crazy Steve character, so...
who are you rolling with?
Because TNA would do that. That is the only reason why I would say that.
Yeah, I mean, these are names I've never heard of before. Actually, it's Tigre Uno. But anyways... I'm going with either Edwards or Richards.
They got both of the Wolves in this match.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
But we're not done yet because both.
The thing is, I don't know if.
Because here's.
I would love to see them try to go somewhere with that. I don't think they have the premonition that you do of that win.
I don't know.
Leading to something great. I don't think they.
I don't know. We'll have to see because this is just, I don't know. I guess it's just too convenient for them to do something like that. Knockouts Championship will be on the line when the champion Angelina Love, who is a train wreck, versus Gail Kim, the former champion of multiple times. Rex, we'll start with you.
Angelina. Angelina Love.
You're with Angelina. What about you, Rex? Or
Rage? She's not a train wreck. I'm rolling with Angelina.
She looks like a hooker.
Okay, so what? So what?
I just saw her in person.
She's a very lovely person. She's very nice. I mean, when I met her,
she's probably a sweetheart fit. You know?
Why you gotta say she looks like a prostitute? Why? What? Like, so what?
Because that's what she looks like. I'm a journalist. I'm supposed to state what I see. Would you like me to look at something blue and call it green?
It's up to you, sir. It's your network.
I'm gonna go with Gail Irvin here, Gail Irvine, and we'll see what happens. Let's see here. Next on the docket, the first of two matches to qualify for the main event: Austin Aries versus Kenny King, Mr. Former WWE Legends House background stand-in.
Okay. He did more than that.
Oh, he's done a lot more, of course.
Come on, he was in Tough Enough.
He was in ROH. I get it. But really, I mean, that's pretty much what his big claim to fame in recent months has been. Rage, we'll start with you.
Okay, we got it. Who was it? Kenny King and
Austin Aries. Thank you for paying attention.
Well, it's TNA, so I'm sorry. I'm going with Austin Aries, I guess.
You're going with Austin Aries, all right, Rex?
Yeah, I'm going with Aries too. I think this has the potential to be the match of the night.
Okay, I'm going to be there's nothing meant by this. I'm going to be the dark horse of this discussion here and go with, or the black sheep, and go with Kenny King.
Damn, AA is going to be Katy Perry and Chris Farley at the same time.
We're going to see what happens here.
For what reason?
For what reason? Just because. In a match that is probably going to be the train wreck of the night, James Storm versus Anderson.
Okay.
Rex.
I don't give a shit.
Like I said, it's the train.
Like, there's no the story leading up. The story leading up to this is they thought they were drinking beer, but it was fake beer.
Is that true?
Yeah, that was the story. They got into a drinking competition.
What did Anderson do? Buy some O'Doul's or something?
Yes, he tricked.
Oh my God.
He tricked Storm. Storm drank some real beers, and Anderson drank O'Doul's, and so Storm lost. So Storm's gonna win.
Oh my God!
Based on that stupid ass fucking setup, I apologize for my language, but yeah, that's how this shit's gonna go down. I mean, I'm just guessing. It's a horrible build-up. I wish I was writing for an independent promotion now, just looking at this.
Oh, rage.
Like, this makes me yearn for my writing Tony 2012 storylines. Because in the indies, I mean, because that was a billion times better than this bullshit.
Oh my God, rage.
I'm gonna make a bold statement right now and say this will probably be the worst match of 2014, hands down.
Okay.
Okay. God. I have so less care about this match. I'm gonna go with, I'll go with Anderson, I guess.
I guess I'll go with Anderson too. Oh my God, Willow versus Magnus.
Oh, you know where I'm going.
I guess it's a foregone conclusion where everybody's choice will go with this one. What about you, Rex?
Smojo.
Oh my god!
That thing that thing that looks like a yeah, Willow. I guess
respect Willow. Respect him. Respect Willow.
At least Rage appreciated me for calling the wrong match. He got the joke at least. How the fuck did you even talk about Willow? Jesus.
Lashley versus Samoa Joe. I don't even think we picked this already, but Lashley and Samoa Joe. That's the other qualifying match for the main event.
Lashley.
Rage?
Yeah, Lashley. I figure they're going to have at least one of the blacks in there.
Here's the thing. What a classy comment, Rage. Pastor Sedell. So he says there's a lot of excitement from us tonight. This just proves my point about TNA. You know, usually, I'm gonna tell you something. For a WWE pay per view, the chat room is pretty active, and Twitter is usually on fire. Mm-hmm. I have not received a single tweet of anything in about 5 minutes.
From anybody?
From, like, you know how when you leave Twitter open, it'll tell you you've got like four tweets, new tweets or something.
Oh yeah, like they're talking about like Slammiversary or
whatever. You know, whatever you follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 5 minutes, I have seen no new tweets. Okay, and needless to say, I mostly follow wrestling sites.
I'm gonna search. Slammiversary.
The last tweet on my feed that I got about Slammiversary was 10 minutes ago.
Ooh, it's a long time.
All right, so I take that back.
Hashtag TNA dads.
We just got one tweet. Okay. Anyways, let's see here.
Main event.
No, we're not there yet. Texas Deathmatch. Ridiculous.
Okay. Oh, wait. All right. Double A.
They're in Texas.
Double A. Being that you are probably the only person who might understand this like as well as I do, going back this far. What is a Texas Deathmatch?
A Texas Deathmatch is a modern day last man standing.
And so what happens after you get pinned in a Texas death match?
I believe there is no pinfalls in a Texas death match. No, I believe it's...
A 10 count.
It's a 10 count, exactly.
10 count, but I thought it was a 10 count after a pinfall.
No, it's a 10 count.
Damn.
That's it. It's a glorified last man standing.
See, that's what I was trying to figure out, because I remember... when they had Psychosis versus Ray back in like 1994, it was a Mexican death match.
Yeah, but that was probably, you know, the rules were...
And that was pinfall to... And then if you could rise after a pinfall after 10.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, based how I understand, a Texas death match is the same rules as a last man standing. But they're in Texas, so, you know. Texas Deathmatch, that's why they're doing.
I'm not seeing a lot of people tweeting about Slammiversary. If people are tweeting, they're either promoting their stream.
Of course. Bully Ray, or Bully, I should say, against EC3. Ethan Carter III. Rex.
EC3.
You're going with EC3. The former Derek Bateman.
The man
who people don't seem to understand, if he was that good of a talent, he would have been used in the WWE.
Yeah, I mean, he had longer hair. He was decent. He was all right.
Granted, maybe not the main event, but then again, you're a former WWE star, and on the dotted line, when you sign, there's a clause that says, "Don't worry, you'll spend a year on top. Your first year on top, I should say. Let's see here. Kurt Angle will announce the next TNA Hall of Fame inductee.
This is the fun part.
Who is the fun part
of the predictions.
By the way, I'm rolling with I'm rolling with Bully Ray's going to win. It's a foregone conclusion to me.
You're going with Bully Ray. I'm going to go with Bully on this one, too, because he's a brawler. Who do you think is going to be the next inductee?
Well, since AJ's gone, trying to think who's in there. I'm trying to think of some people who are like, still there that are like day oneers. So
I got mine in my head. What about you, Rex?
Dang, this is gone.
There's only one of two people. One would be somebody that is not that long term, but the other, I'm telling you.
There's really, is there any, besides James Storm, is there any really
old people?
Are there any day oneers in there?
Not that I can, off the top of my head, no. Okay, so you guys give up?
Wait, no, of course not.
Well, you know, you better hurry up because the pay-per-view is going to start in about 3 minutes.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was like James Storm.
Rex?
Yeah.
You give up.
James Storm.
Or even Dixie Carter herself.
I got it.
What happened to the fun part? See, y'all threw me off. We were talking about one thing. You talked about something completely different.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, man.
I got it. It's Mike Tenay.
Are you serious? No, no way. No way. Oh, my God. There's no way.
Your main event for the World Heavyweight Championship will be decided inside of a steel cage triple threat match. It'll either be Bobby Lashley or Samoa Joe against Austin Aries or Kenny King against the world champion, Eric Young. Who do you think is walking out the champion, boys?
So, I picked Aries and Lashley. So, I would say my prediction pans out. I would go with, I think Austin, no, I think Eric Young will retain.
Okay. Rex?
Yep.
Not sure about that. I'm not too sure.
I think Eric Young's going to... I agree with Rage, but I...
Bobby Lashley.
Are you serious?
I don't disagree with you at all, Double A. I can definitely see that. That's why I was hesitant to say...
Don't be hesitant.
Why do we even care this much about this bullshit?
Because we're trying to make a concerted effort.
Because people listen. They care.
They took the time. They said, you know, I'm going to listen to this pay-per-view coverage. Because AA decided to sacrifice a lot to be here tonight on a Sunday night when I could be doing 10 times other things, you know, 10 better things than this pay-per-view. And I chose to be here, you know. Hell, I could be doing nothing and still be being more entertained. Anyways, stick around. Chat with us during the pay-per-view in the network chat room. We'll be there during the course of the next 3 hours. And if you think I bought this pay-per-view, oh boy, you need to go get your head.
Of course he's not going to. How much are TNA pay-per-views nowadays? Like $35? $40?
I paid
$50. Everyone, make sure you rush to your pockets to buy this fantastic upcoming event. This will be great.
I paid $55 for about 8 years for WWE pay-per-views, Rage. So it's not a matter of there being a lack of funds or anything like that.
I know, I'm just saying. You know? No, I'm just saying, like, who is coughing up that?
I know, right?
AA is expressed. I'm not doing the same thing. It's different, though.
Yeah. Anyways, we've provided a place there for you to watch, and believe it or not, it does work. I've got it up and running as we speak. Match results. If you want match results, they can be found on Twitter at RantMRadio, and of course on the website RantMRadio.com. At 11 o'clock, we'll hit the air once again, recapping the night's events. Maybe we'll have a new world champion. Maybe we won't. Who knows what's going to happen? But we kick things off with MVP Kenny King and Bobby Lashley backstage talking about what's going to happen in the main event. With that said, thank you to Tony C. Surfer, Rage and Rex. I'm Double A. We'll see you in 3 hours, and hopefully I won't have a heart attack between now and then. Have a good night, everybody.